KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear, 6 degrees below zero. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high near 15. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Marantz of Stifel Investments. A slick, snow-covered road surface was said to be the cause of a single-vehicle non-injury accident Thursday morning in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say deputies and crews from Villisca Fire and Rescue responded at around 8:20 a.m., to a report of a car in a ditch on 260th Street just west of Willow Avenue. The 1998 Toyota Camry was driven by Bailey Hensley of Villisca. The vehicle was found in the north ditch next to a sheared-off power pole owned by MidAmerican Energy. Hensley told authorities she was traveling east on 260th when the car skidded off the road due to slick conditions caused by snow on the road surface. The car entered the ditch and hit the power pole, causing a total of $3,000 damage, $1,800 to the Toyota, and $1,200 damage to the pole. There were no citations issued. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater said yesterday a Union County man faces multiple felony charges associated with a November 2016 crash in Adair County that claimed two lives and resulted in two other people being seriously hurt. Following an investigation by the Iowa State Patrol into the two-vehicle head-on collision, which occurred November 2nd, south of Orient, an arrest warrant was issued for 31-year-old Derek Eugene Uliger of Creston. Wednesday night, Uliger walked into the Adair County Public Safety Center and was taken into custody. He faces two counts of homicide by vehicle while operating under the influence, two counts of serious injury by vehicle, and a single count of OWI first offense. Uliger was awaiting his initial appearance before a magistrate in the Adair County Jail and was being held without bond. Court records show he was driving a 1998 Oldsmobile Intrigue southbound on Highway 25 at around 9:30 p.m. on November 2nd when his car crossed the center line of the road and collided head-on with a 2012 Chevy Impala driven by Betty Schultz. The investigation determined that Schultz had tried to avoid the collision, the severity of which resulted in the immediate death of 88-year-old Don Christensen and soon thereafter 85-year-old Norma Kaltrider, both of Adair. 89-year-old Marilyn Ursham and 82-year-old Betty Schultz, both of Greenfield, suffered serious injuries in the crash. Toxicology tests show that Uliger was under the influence of meth at the time of the accident. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Atlantic woman was arrested Thursday morning at her home on a drug-related warrant. 51-year-old Leanne Hansen was taken into custody at around 8:30 a.m. Thursday on an outstanding Audubon County warrant filed by the Division of Narcotics Enforcement. Hansen faces a charge of possession with the intent to deliver heroin following an investigation into an incident that occurred June 6th of last year. She was released after appearing before the magistrate. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office assisted the Division of Narcotics Enforcement agents along with Homeland Security agents in conducting the investigation. The Harlan Police Department said yesterday that no injuries had been reported, but two vehicles sustained a total of $6,000 damage following a collision at a car wash. That happened on December 27th, while a vehicle driven by Richard Randy of Harlan was in the Ultra No Touch car wash. The driver of a vehicle in line behind Randy, Milton Berry of Harlan, accidentally stepped on the accelerator instead of the brake. His 2016 Buick ran into the rear of Randy's 2014 Chevy, pushing the Chevy through the car wash. And there were no injuries January 3rd when a 1998 Lexus driven by Christine Gross of Harlan backed out of a driveway in the 1400 block of 12th Street and struck a 2006 Pontiac that was traveling southbound. The driver of the other vehicle was identified as Dakota Ball of Harlan. Damage from that mishap amounted to $1,500 altogether. Creston police report the arrest Wednesday night of 45-year-old Karen Brodsack of Creston. Brodsack was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for theft in the fourth degree. Her bond was set at $1,000. At the Union County Sheriff's Office, 41-year-old Dennis Michael Smith of Creston was arrested Wednesday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Smith was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear in court. His bond for that offense was set at $5,000. In our funeral announcements, Deacon Gene Krozik, age 83, of Greenfield, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Deacon Gene Krozik will be today at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Mildred Wedham, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A memorial service for Mildred Wedham will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Helen Van Asselt, age 94, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Van Asselt will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Irwin United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Kent Muller, age 74, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Kent Muller will be this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Lorraine Gentry, age 101, of Corning, died December 31st. Funeral services for Lorraine Gentry will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Redeemer Lutheran Church in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning has arrangements. Charlotte Shepherd, age 81, of Walnut, died December 29th. Memorial services for Charlotte Shepherd will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Merlin Slugger Noland, age 63, of Adair, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Merlin Noland will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Clara Carney, age 86, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for Clara Carney will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Recon Beath Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Rosa Hunter, age 91, of Panora, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Rosa Hunter will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Brian Bogie, age 64, of Harlan, died December 17th in Colorado. Memorial services for Brian Douglas Bogie will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Patricia Schwartz, age 83, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Patricia Schwartz are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Anne-Marie Hatfield, age 81, of Messina, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Services for Marie Hatfield are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.